We're talking the last episode of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta Season 5. Arian has like a sneak peek, half a song, EP, listening part. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah. Remember that dance?
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jen here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by my favorite peoples in the world. We got Miss Corny Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Nicolette Sensei Don't Play Gown.
Hey.
Stephon and Mo Fi Wallace.
Peace. Oh, hey, at least Chuck had a dance.
Okay, so we had to come in with this song. We know we've come in with this multiple times. I don't know why I sound like echoey right now, but we had to come in because, you know, tonight really proved that this was the last thing we were ever going to see and hear from Jock.
Yeah.
In that order.
You know, okay. In that order. So, Mama D had a listening party. Now, I was really confused because I didn't know if this was at the Rashida barbecue or not.
Yo, I was waiting for Bobby V to get back on that stage. Oh, I'm dude, like, he's always really ready.
Can you
I'm
have a sorry. Listening party for one track? Like, if you only have one track?
Don't yeah,
you
do that?
We got three of them.
We
bitch,
had three of them.
Kelsey had
Kelsey
one at the
had
cookout.
A listening party.
They're like, we have a moving in opening house, bitch. Mom, who's performing? I'm on the flyer to my mama's barbecue.
Lord.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, you know, Shirley and Ernest sitting up there. Ernest.
Too much drama with them. I can't. They really trying to, like, do a plot for, like, Ernest. The old folk.
They always look like his best friend.
I'm going to need you to sleep with Ernest.
Shirley.
Ernest.
What's, like, a really old area in Atlanta?
Shirley. An old area?
Yeah, you know, like, there's always, like, that one place where all
Decatur?
The
Decatur?
There you
well,
go.
I mean,
Decatur
I
Homes.
See, now you don't offend
Decatur. Decatur.
Well,
I
can't.
Actually,
I'm
pretty we sure. Live in Greater.
Decatur sounds
in Decatur.
Like
Decatur. That was awesome.
Scrappy
I mean,
shot
from Decatur. That's all. Mm. Anyway, sorry.
Scrappy showed up. He confused by what Ernest and Miss Charlene are doing. But you know who wasn't confused? Rafiki. When this bitch came
he
in with her dance. Walking
oh my
cane.
She had a walking
I really no. Seen that. I was like,
and Asante signed a squash banana head.
You went Rafiki on him.
I was just like, bitch, why?
Because
she got what? What is that thing? She got fibrosis.
She hurt her sciatic nerve.
Yep. Oh, Lord. Don't forget to pull up the chat because we need that fire coming
know?
From
Who
them today.
Know? Yeah. Mm.
Well, she got it together, honey, because she done had that back with the stick.
She
went and performed, and that bitch was. I mean, she said she can't forget her edges with her wedges. She said, in that order. This bitch looked like Tevin Campbell. What is it? Powerline from the damn Goof Troop.
Let me tell you.
Tell me she didn't look like the singer from the Goof Troop.
I Goof Troop.
You remember that movie with the...
Dust.
How do you remember this shit?
I was happy for Scrappy. Because he was so proud of his mom, he couldn't stop smiling. His face was hurting, he was smiling so
he well. Was laughing at the situation.
Not really laughing at it.
He was happy
it's,
for
he
her.
Was happy.
Because she's always wanted to do it.
And so mind you, remember, like, he turned her down. He didn't want to work with her. He was like, I ain't doing it. Jock did it. They actually came up with something. It's a track.
Yeah, and Jock
I was happy
like,
for Scrap.
Jock was like, in that order. In that order.
He was amping it.
In that, bitch, he was amping it. He was on the back, in the back, coming out the... Hey, like...
He was I a good hype man.
Her mic was hella small.
I ain't even seen
it's
it.
It's the same
little
mic.
Mic.
It's the same mic Britney uses for
peace. So is that the beginning and end of Jock as a producer?
Producer, where was
artist,
the start?
I mean,
that was the beginning. That was
the beginning.
That was his big coming out party.
Like the rise beginning. And the rise and the downfall.
Grand opening, grand closing.
What up, everybody in this damn chat
Tony.
Room?
Who we got there?
Yes, Tony, Sky the Boss, Misha C. Yeah, y'all know my eyes. Jesse and Stephon. Mama D forgot all about her damn hip. Honey, I was worried about that hip replacement too.
Yeah.
What else did we get?
Dollar in the wheel. Ernest ain't give but a dollar in the wheel.
He only well, get a dollar.
Mama D was worried because she said, I got you circumcised so you don't got no blinders on to
oh,
not
Lord.
See what why I hate Bambi.
Oh, the whole Bambi. Why does she hate Bambi so much?
Okay, but who as a parent comes up with that as a metaphor? Foreskin, blinding. They don't even go together because foreskin ain't never on your head.
I mean.
But it's on your head.
Well, I guess
but it's,
technically it can sometimes be in your face, and like maybe he's confused. I don't know.
Like you, hot.
Well, now it we all ridiculous. Know that Scrappy's penis is circumcised, so.
Well, I.
She's also, him. I mean, Mama D, she said, did you hit, what's
hit
her name?
Hit Betty Idol.
Betty Idol.
She was like, say, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, like, I'm like, if my mom,
but
first
I
off,
I love that they can
my
have
mom
that
would die before we ever had a conversation like that. Mom, like, please don't
God
die.
Rest your mother, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
What are you
but
talking
sweet.
About?
What's it called?
Nicolette, what's your lip color?
It is MAC. We have a Revlon red. And I have the colors right here.
Welcome to
She's
HSN,
everyone.
Check
it out.
I'm wearing mahogany lip pencil color.
There you go.
Bang.
So I lined it, bang. And then I did it with a Revlon red.
Okay.
So.
Y'all didn't even know he was doing that on this show.
Welcome back to the USA, Tranny
now,
Boy.
You know.
Fabulous fig.
She does make a point to discuss viewers talking
totally
about, I got that tongue game.
She kept doing her tongue and rolling it around, and it was really
God.
Gross.
But what is it about
I
her tongue?
Like,
what
she can do the tongue action.
Obviously she can't if Ernest
well,
can't.
What
She's
I learned,
Ernest ain't doing
you
the
guys,
tongue.
What I learned on Grace and Frankie, when you get older, it's harder for you to have an orgasm. So I really suggest that they probably use toys or something because
Girl.
I think it would hurt Ernest to try to please her. No, I
need,
mean, this
I
is
need us
serious.
To stop talking about Mama D and Ernest having sex immediately. That's the most
Whatever,
disgusting thing you could ever discuss.
Mama D just needs to get some lubricant.
Why are we?
Thank
I don't want to hear about them lubricant
hey,
nothing.
Hey, grown folks want to have
grown
sex
vagina
too.
Matters.
Okay.
You know what I'm
Listen,
saying?
In,
she needs
in,
some of the yam
in their own privacy.
Grace
and Frankie, get some of that yam. Maybe it'll help.
Lord.
But Ernest can't get it up is the problem. Not that she can't get wet.
It was that they got goat weed. Isn't that what it's called? Goat weed for old dicks.
See what I'm saying?
Now.
Isn't that what it is? Goat weed for old dicks.
This is disgusting. I don't know.
I'm never use it. Just when you go in like the bodegas, you just see all this dick shit when you walk. And then you're like, do I want to get a scratch card or dick shit? Like, why is this shit $18? Who's like just running oh into a bodega? It's like, I need a fucking hard on. Here's $20. What's this shit with the fucking tiger on it?
I'm gonna look to the left.
Do I drink the whole bottle?
All right, I can't.
Oh, Mama D sang live today,
please.
Trinity Boy,
get
on Big Tina's radio show.
Y'all are bugging.
Did she sing live or did they just play the track?
Stop it.
Oh,
she probably
she sang
did sing live.
I would
I'm
die.
Sure she did.
First off, the fact that we went more than 5 minutes on Mama D is just way too much.
Don't be mad.
This is insane.
Don't be mad because Mama D's still getting it in.
This is the last we're going to talk about Mama D for another. How many seasons does shit go?
They don't even need to bring her back, but she's going to be there. She's going to be creeping around the marriage.
Oh, actually, well, yeah, because we're going to get a special.
Spin-off. We're
going to
get
sure.
a special, and they're still working on the old folks spinoff, so I'm sure we'll get some.
What old folks spinoff that we want to see?
Elder-
what the hell is VH1 trying to
love.
Do?
I
Indicator.
Mean, Indicator.
Oh, my God.
Dating Indicator.
Grown vaginas.
You know
men.
What I'm going to do?
Grown badge matters, Misha. You are right, girl.
Grown Yeah.
No, there's a difference between grown
Hashtag
and old.
Tag.
Old badge matters.
You ain't gonna be saying that in 10, 15 years when you trying to
exactly.
get it up.
Exactly. But
gonna
we, y'all ain't gonna be talking about me. I won't be relevant anymore.
Steph gonna be like, I ain't got old dick. I got grown dick.
I can't.
First
I
off, Steph ain't gonna say nothing about his penis at beyond like age 50. I can't. That's enough.
You guys, this is killing
right.
me.
That's
this
what he's saying right
me.
Now.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
You're gonna be
Anyways,
a whole uncle at the party.
Okay,
like,
well, what I've been trying
girl.
To talk about is this damn proposal. Scrappy gonna propose to Bambi.
I rebuke that.
First, he's gonna bring Bambi to a damn castle.
Like, Jesus. I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
Courtney going off of here. Keep your side calm.
Season 6 need to be the final season.
Mama D would get stuff on that work. She probably would.
She
would.
She would tear
would
you
mortified.
Up.
You out here talking about them millennials, but.
She would Mama beat D. you with her stick and turn you over.
I would
oh,
be mortified. Mortified.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
With Mama
her teeth,
come
with
out
her
first
teeth
off,
falling out.
Y'all are causing me to have a visual,
out,
and it's messing up my whole
Mama
stomach.
Mama D, break out the Rafiki stick, the rain stick, and be like, you want to see me dance?
And then takes out her dentures.
I would have to be imprisoned in order for Mama D to give me anything.
I feel like she got...
She might drug you or something.
You know
you wake
oh,
up
man.
And you're like, oh, shit.
I know, Trini Boy, we need to get off my penis. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Guys.
So awkward. Scrappy proposes to Bam, and it brought me back to I don't know if you guys watch Basketball Wives, but it brings me to Brandy and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, I love you. I think y'all are tapped in. It brings me to Bambi and Jason, because I'm just like, here Bambi is. Jason puts this big thing on Basketball Wives together for his wife.
Yeah.
And she's like, you just cheated on me last week. Like, we were I don't care how much money you're investing. Like, no, now here Bambi's out here.
Yeah.
Like, you just show her a spot where you're like, yeah, I can see you performing here. Like, it ain't even the spot. She's like, oh my God.
This is amazing.
That was weak.
Yes, I will marry you. Like, your mom is here. Like, yeah, you have my blessing. Like, bitch, have you watched this show?
Yeah. Well, I kind of think she's put in the awkward position, to be honest. That wasn't fair.
Who?
Bambi. You brought her there under the premise of, hey, this is, I'm going to take more of a vested interest in your career.
The way he has dragged her.
I know. So she's thinking, okay, we're taking steps to reconcile our relationship. Reconcile.
Yeah.
And you show her the stage, you show her, you know, and then all of a sudden, here's your mama, here's his mama, here's all y'all best friends, and he's like, will you marry me? That ain't fair.
Why not?
Because what is she supposed to say?
Hell no.
Nah, dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm still not over you cheating.
Yeah.
I'm still not over you treating me like crap.
This is really not a good idea. Can I go talk to you over here?
Uh-huh.
And then say, hell no.
Why would you bring my mama into this? Are you gonna waste my mom's damn time to come over here and watch your lying
like
shit? Sure the fuck would have. What?
I would have been like, I would have been like, honey, we need to talk. That.
Right.
I don't know.
So she's in front of everybody, and the cameras are rolling.
Yeah, but I'm sure not going to give him the good looks of like, yeah, you know what? I am going to marry you. Like,
she has. Look how long she hesitated.
Look crazy.
For anybody that you know is
because
going to propose.
For once, a man in her life done took her off the whatever she out here doing.
But she hesitated. She still didn't say yes.
You're reading way too much.
And then she finally like coughed or something.
She like
embraced it.
She had allergies or something. Like, you bought.
She was ready. She was like, yeah, and it fits.
Young
oh my
and
God.
Ready.
Yeah, she was happy.
I'm under the impression that she had to step into it. It wasn't fair, and she was forced.
If it wasn't fair, she wouldn't still be engaged.
Scrappy talking about his head clear, his heart full. Dude.
I could see it.
Go sit down with her mom.
He took Allegra, and he's talking about my head clear, heart full. Get the fuck out of here. Stevie J and Jocelyn, you gonna run from the only dude
honestly,
that was there for you?
That was a real intense situation, because you could tell he wanted to get crazy.
Who?
Stevie. You could tell he wanted to really, like, bring out his other side behind the closet, and he couldn't because there was cameras on him. Straight up, because he was really looking at her. And for a moment, it looked like he wanted to cry low-key, or he was just that angry that she was just being so stone cold. Like, and
she
thing,
wasn't even being stone cold, though. She was just being butt fucking dumb. Like, it didn't make any sense.
I don't know.
It's
it
like,
was
what
weird.
What the hell are you doing?
It was really weird.
She seemed out of her mind.
I mean, it just was really
It definitely was fucking awkward. I mean, he was sitting over. It looked like a bad scene. Like, they watched Scarface High on Crack the night before.
Like, let's recreate something. The scene. This is how it happened.
I don't know. And then she started tearing apart that rose. I'm like,
one kiddo, two kiddo, three kiddo, four kiddo, five kiddo.
And then she's like, how many petals on a rose?
She's retarded.
And then the music's like, ding, ding, ding.
It didn't make any sense.
Here's Johnny. Like,
it was so weird.
Red rum.
And then the fact that he really, and that's why I thought he was going to go crazy. The fact that he's like, well, you getting fat and you doing this. It's like.
Oh, that hurt her.
I don't think so. I felt like that hurt him way more than anything.
Oh, he looked like a bitch.
You
after
had
that.
To come out of everything. You're going to tell like, Jocelyn Hernandez, who snatched on fucking camera and knows she snatched.
Yeah.
That's why she sat in that fucking chair for practice.
Doesn't matter about her being snatched. She's always insecure.
The only thing that's fat is my motherfucking pussy, bitch. And you mad that you ain't.
She would have said that. She would have said
that. She didn't need to because
that shit hurt her.
Well, and it came out of nowhere.
She kept her composure until he hit her with that flabby and fat, and then she was like, motherfucker, nah, 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 nah. She kept her composure. Yeah. That shit hurt. I don't care what y'all say.
That was a low blow for him.
That was like, it just
was
like,
a childish
so
blow.
Dumb.
That's like someone being like, to
your
Stevie, like, yo, dick
fat.
Got gonorrhea. Like, duh. Like,
you're gay.
What?
Like, that stupid, like,
I don't know. And he just really hit her with, like, I see you.
And she only flabby because she probably pregnant with your kid.
And what she was really thinking is, you weren't mad when I was clapping on it last night. Right. So why are you trying to act like you're mad now?
I don't know. This shit was crazy. It made me feel uncomfortable.
For losing all this.
Listen, I think Jocelyn's really, really having an issue losing Stevie, no matter what y'all tell me. I'm telling you.
I mean, she's not losing Stevie. She's throwing him away.
Is she?
Because she's doing dumb shit constantly. Like, the whole thing with Mimi made no sense other than trying to, like, throw him away.
But they never leave each other. They've always been dysfunctional. We already understand that.
But this is on some other level.
And now this is separating. And I think it's hurting her.
I think they're both crazy.
I think it's hurting her.
I think it'll actually do better for both of them to separate. Yeah. But except, I don't know, I'm worried in about Stevie run. Because I feel like he think VH1 going to pick him up as the next Flavor of Love because now he's talking to Delicious Stop.
Oh, right. Oh, my gosh.
He got his sparkling bitch. Wine.
Go on, you Delicious. You got you a new
she
job.
She better pull a Bambi.
Got a new job. Because then she have like 4 or 5 kids. You got kids to pay to go to college, girl. Get that job. Get it.
Mimi showed up out here again. Just I'm gonna call Mimi Terror from now on. Just bitch, you just look like Terror. Where's Peter? Because I can't. That's what you out here looking like.
I like them shoes though.
I mean, Mimi's cute. You know what I'm saying?
Mimi loves Stevie with all of her heart. She is not going anywhere. Stevie has
that's dick.
That ain't love.
That's a dick.
I disagree.
That ain't love.
I disagree. I think she loves him.
What's love? What is love?
Got to do
baby, don't
shit.
Hurt me. Don't hurt me.
And he keep no more.
Bitch, I didn't make that song up. That's Billboard charting. Huh? For a reason, because it's the motherfucking truth. Bitch, Mimi don't love herself. Now this bitch out here, what was she? She was a
Mimi
porn
don't
star.
Know what love
she
is.
She was a porn star last year. This year she like bouncing off the sex tape. She like, someone probably told her,
Jocelyn.
Girl, you need to get into interior design. I'm telling you, ride off that shower rod.
I thought she
rod.
Had a maid service.
She did.
Yeah, no,
she where
knew
is that at?
She look. A lesbian 1 year. She a plumber. Like, wow.
Listen, everything y'all just said and Mimi said on her face to Stevie.
I'm
I've been the same person the whole time.
You've been a maid, you've been a stripper, you've been a porn star.
You've had 8 different lives.
Mimi need to also open up a costume party, a fucking shop, bitch. That's what you can do. You can just try and all them, be on Instagram, take pictures in them. They,
of how many things she was. Okay.
And plan to be. At least Mimi a dreamer. She, you know what I mean?
She's a hustler. She keeps changing
it up. I mean,
she keeps reinventing herself.
She keeping the lights on.
Well, apparently
she wasn't getting child support this whole time. Mimi figured out.
Yeah. Yeah, Molly the maid.
This whole time, she figured it out.
Oh, Arian out here talking to fucking Kay Michelle.
You guys, this bitch.
I'm just like, I would have taken it as Kay Michelle, like, a little bit slap in the face, like, you watched my concert, and after watching my concert, you felt you could do this? Oh.
And you only recorded one song. And one I song. Had, like,
no, she said she had a
song and a
one
half.
One and a half.
A song and a half.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
Just say you have one song.
Right.
Yeah, girl.
The half don't even matter because they ain't done.
I mean, like, the only reason Kay Michelle and Arian are pretending to be friends on this show right now is because they needed a segue as to how Jocelyn was going to get to this fucking party. So, we get to Arian's sneak peek single showcase. And
kind of like the single.
I'm about to move to Atlanta and have a listening party for me.
I liked her voice.
Yeah, I was kind of mad she wasn't singing live.
So I'm happy it like was a good song.
Well, she couldn't sing it live because we know she can't sing.
We wanted to hear it.
We know that she can't sing.
I mean, it gave me T.J. Moses.
It was produced very well.
I would play it in the summer.
It was produced well.
Riding in my car.
It was produced well.
I would listen to it.
I mean, if it came on the station, I wouldn't change it.
If they produced her, I think they could produce me. I think I've never sang before in my life. I think somebody can produce me.
I think you should come do it right now. More fire.
Do it right now.
More fire.
No. I don't need to give them. I want to give it away. I'm going to move to Atlanta. I'm going to drop an album and start managing artists. I'm going to be rich out in Atlanta. I'm going to be Atlanta rich. Like Atlanta rich.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
5-bedroom house. $1,200.
Jocelyn and Dawn cuts the grease showed up. And Arian, she's going to thank Jocelyn. Like, she's going to be like, well, I'm going to go thank them for coming. Bitch, she missed your whole thing. She just showed up for a drink.
In their defense, it was
and
only
Arian's
one song.
Been messy. That's I've true. Been said Arian's messy. She's so
yeah, but
messy.
It's one song, but you know they waited... Yeah. To play that one song forever, and then they were like, "All
and
right."
And honestly, you know, they because they didn't have clearance music, so you know they played that song so many fucking times.
Everybody done heard it a thousand times.
That's why they all were just drunk dancing to it. At one point, they're like, "Well, I mean, shit."
More Fire Records. That's kind of good. More Fire Records.
More Fire.
That's really actually dope.
Look, okay, I know I said T.J. Moses clearly. Clearly, CC Freak, calm down. We all know. What? Trini boy, Trini dumb girls, get your life.
Then that one. So this is what I was confused. Well, pardon the pun, but she said, well, not even a pun. She said the album was called Confused in Love.
Sound like her vocal cords. No, I'm just kidding.
Did Arian come out as gay or no?
I mean, she's just a lesbian.
She is, right? Yeah. Okay, I was just trying to make sure because. I was like, oh, maybe this is like her coming out.
The way she be running through these girls out here.
Right, Pisky girl.
What happened?
I think she wrote that about Mimi. Low key.
BuzzFeed, please
read
my comment.
Of course she wrote it.
Atlanta goes hard. Hey, I'm sorry. I mean, shout out to the ATL. Peace out.
Hating on my city.
What's happening?
I'll be in Atlanta, matter of fact, for Thanksgiving. Going to see my godmama. Hey, Miss Bridges.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's
tea out
now. I still call her Miss Bridges. That's how much she keep me in line.
Here's how also we know Mimi's freaking psycho. She gonna come out and say, Justin's so mad because Stevie loved me for real. Congratulations, fucking late bitch. Like, what are you winning
that
here?
That was the worst.
They're back
fight
to season
life.
One. They're back to season
Here we
one.
Go. Go, but the way she threw that drink at her in the beginning, that was amazing.
Draped her. That's called
that
being draped.
Yo. I don't know.
That was one of the most properly thrown drink in your face.
And it wasn't even like, oh, we fighting and I'm going to talk. No, she just was like, blop. Take it, bitch. And
like, you know when you do the sheets on your bed, like,
blanketed her.
No, that was the ALC challenge, whatever they call it. What do they call it?
I mean, the fact that Mimi was able to stay seated.
What's that ACO?
What is it? The water ice bucket challenge?
That was the ice bucket challenge
your
face. Yep, because
that
shit. I'm by all the damn
Mimi's
time.
Vocal cords tighten up. Like, you ain't going to
do it. Right
when her vocal cords tighten up, she got hit with that next one.
I'll fight you right here.
Sound like Scooby-Doo. Charlie Boy, we should be.
But Betty Idol and Dee. God, congrats to y'all for getting out. Like,
that was the best thing. Bullshit. That's the best thing y'all did all season.
And counting 5, 4, 3. They're like, two. Shit.
Time to go, guys. Something's about to happen.
Yeah.
Jocelyn talking to Mimi, you fake ass. You fake ass.
You fake bitch.
Wait, time out. Before she even got there, first off, it's Arian's party. Jocelyn sat out. Arian sat out. And she said,
can you move?
Can you move, please?
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
I was like, bitch.
She's like, can you move?
This is
No, hold up, bitch. Why are you sitting on the corner right here now?
Right.
Arian was doing
so
the most.
And then she over here crying in the corner. Don't yell at me, Mimi.
She was on
the
half a piece of couch.
No, bitch, because you're setting up, bitches. I can't with her.
To get some camera
she
time.
Was on a one butt cheek of the couch.
Right, Arian's like, the one time I had a chance
camera.
To be on camera, and you
so
fucked it up, Mimi.
No, bitch.
Mimi's like, how I messed it up.
Right.
You blocked the
up.
Devil.
You invited that trifling bitch.
Vampires can only be invited in. They can't just come in to us.
Okay, Buffy the Vamp. King's birthday party. KK was so excited with Tierra. Jay Nix got nixed from the situation.
Send his ass home.
Which I agree with that.
I agree.
Yes, bye.
Why
what are
you
doing?
At all?
The situation is trashy, and he ain't cute.
And
I like that.
And I love that. Keep
that
it 100, because Jay Nix is not
cute.
A cute dude.
He's not cute.
He's just not handsome.
No.
Period.
There's
get out of here.
Cute about
he looks like
him.
A fucking
potato.
Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh my God. He looked like Pikachu.
No,
oh
he dead goodness. Ass looks like a lawn gnome.
Oh my goodness. I don't know what he looked like. He ain't cute.
Pikachu's
and
the only one I know. I don't
look,
know.
You shouldn't even be involving this dude in your son's life right at
y'all
this time.
Met.
Y'all
like,
y'all you don't even know that.
Stop playing.
Well, you don't know how long they've been fucking on the low. He's been coming over like,
I just
hey,
feel like it's a storyline.
It don't matter. Just, y'all still chopping. It ain't
stupid.
It ain't meet my child and hang out on his birthday.
Well,
your poor
I,
baby who's suffering.
I could not.
Oh, my,
King
oh my God.
On
oh my God. He was bawling.
And if
oh
he ain't the spitting image of his father, it's ridiculous.
He's so cute.
Golly, he looks just like his daddy.
The train ride situation, too cute. Then we seen Tommy. Did you guys see that picture that went viral with Tommy? And she's in that red sexy dress and she's eating the ramen noodles at the dinner table. And, real cute.
Jigglypuff. I'm sorry.
KK said
Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff. Puff.
Jane Nix.
I love that King is looks at
his dad as
his dad
friend.
Is his best friend. Yeah,
it's very that's precious. Cute.
I really
I don't
want that.
Love better it because his dad's in jail now. Yeah. But
yeah, I know the role model part ain't good, but I like that he at least feels that way. About
I
his
also like that Tommy is seeing a psychologist. Mm-hmm. At least therapist. Walking in the step right yeah. steps. But then she's keeping it real. She said to a psychologist that I need a drink. I mean, I've been taking like shots all morning. It ain't doing the most.
Like,
it ain't a normal
ain't,
Tommy,
this ain't
day.
A Tommy day. I was like, what you mean you've been taking shots all morning? And mm-hmm. Tommy
her
day?
Liver is
girl.
Turned.
Oh my
up.
God.
Golly.
Yeah. Tommy, girl.
She said, I wake up and I softly walk outside and everyone hates me.
No, she said, I get fly as a motherfucker.
I get fly as a motherfucker.
And everyone hates you. Me. I grew up with seven family seven members. Yeah. Talk about her dad was always in and out of jail. The year after he got out, he
died.
And
he died a year later. That's
and she
up.
Wants to know.
Crazy. No, she said, all we had to play crazy. With was a cemetery.
Cemetery.
I said, wait, how do you play
you mean
with
play,
the cemetery? Because
she was drunk. She meant play in
Lord.
The cemetery.
Oh, Lord.
She was drunk.
What I felt like is, you know, at church when they say stretch your hands forward towards
amen.
The Tommy.
Do you want to put both of them? Nod your head in agreement, y'all.
Father in the
Father
name,
in the name of Jesus.
Please touch Tommy.
Touch Tommy's life.
In Jesus'
yeah.
name.
Free her from the
because you
demons.
Know she probably can't even walk in
no.
the mall and see that with one of those calendar stands. Like she probably just.
But the,
out.
The calendar story was confusing because I was like, if he was in jail for 17 years and then he died a year later, how did you see his calendar? Isn't it
in that
jail
year?
Cell?
But maybe it was like, well, girl, that. Was from last year, like the date was old.
But why are you mad though? Because you was kids the whole time.
Wait, she said she said I have my first
Tommy.
Baby in county.
Yeah.
So is there more than one baby?
Bobby.
Okay, I just want to make
and,
sure.
And you know, being
or
that
there
she's
were.
Got 21 headshots or headshots,
mugshots. But they gonna
they
double
don't
as headshots
belong
now.
To her anymore.
That's how VH1 does your life.
Right.
How we gonna girl? We gonna use these as headshots? You gonna be all right.
CC for KK tried it with those random charges. We said the same
yes,
thing.
Yes, he did.
Random charges.
I ain't never got random charges for theft.
I just got my letter
I woke up some stranger who told me that I stole from him.
The police said, is this yours?
This is so
I don't
random.
Know where this came from.
Weird
random. This is
shit.
Random.
How did that happen?
Yeah, random arrest.
All right, and then we get to my favorite part. Where they do the rundown of everybody. So Carly's taking a break from love. She's just out here fucking dudes.
She ain't
marrying no one. She's just fucking some dick.
But wasn't
well,
she
ain't nobody
anyway.
Gonna marry Carly.
But she ain't looking for love though. She's just looking for the
nuts.
Off of the nut.
But I thought she was doing that anyway because Scrap mm-hmm. wasn't love.
No.
She just wanted to ride that dick.
Well, no, she. And they had a personal connection, remember? Those 4 days in the hotel.
But Carly hustles her sex life. She always...
Get it, girl.
...tries to get with somebody that's going to elevate her in whatever she's doing at the time.
Do what you got to do.
I mean? So, but at least she keep it
somebody in fashion.
She keep it real.
Watch out.
Use what you got to get what you want.
She got a new fashion line. She like, I'm
make
not...
Make the money,
here.
Girl. Don't
maybe
let
she'll
it make
go,
you.
What was Nene's partner's name? That Italian guy that always bought her the red bottoms.
I don't remember, but he was an Italian guy.
Tammy's moving out with her daughter Charlie.
Good
no, we know that's not true because
they're back together and she's pregnant and she kept that picture.
Mm. And Tierra's supposedly pregnant.
Yeah, Lord. Tierra. You.
But they're leaving it open. It could be Scraps' baby or it could be Jamie Nick's baby.
Well,
or,
we know it's Scraps' baby. It's,
well, we don't know.
Well,
we don't
mean,
even
I
know
say.
If she knows.
How you had four kids already? And you still having kids out here.
Have you ever seen Maury?
We don't live on the farm, guys.
God,
you don't need them many kids.
Like, I feel like Tierra, the type of girl, like, when she go on Maury, she the girl that's like, I know it was him. I know.
And then
and it's like four dudes. It's like, not the father, not the father, not the father.
She cries every time.
And Maury's just like, look, we're going to help you.
Maury's like, it's my baby. Remember that time, Tierra? Hey, fuck it. I got you, girl. I'm going to take care of this.
Connie Chung just strung out at the house like,
fuck him! He always wanted a black bitch
you
on his ass.
You fucking stripper!
K. Michelle is opening up hookah bars, got shirtless men washing her car. She's just a boss ass bitch over
I'm
here.
Not mad at that.
Me either.
Yeah. Do it, girl.
Mimi now interior designer.
With some random dude.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but her and Steve are in a good place, so... That's all that matters.
Yes, right.
By
a good place
on his dick.
It means on his dick or not on his dick, but the dick is available to her whenever she
wants. Which he seems like he's in a different place with Delicious. So I don't know how that's working out for you, Mimi.
So they just cut Jessica Dime out because he was knocking that down, right?
Jessica who?
I mean, he just brought her to LA.
She wasn't even on this episode.
Her final storyline was
she sold a wig.
Look,
her final was her find by herself.
No, her final was that wig picture. They were like, look, we rented the chairs for you to take that picture.
Oh my god,
we're not putting you in the last scene, girl.
And we're done.
And what's with Atlanta and the hookah bars? Everybody got a hookah bar now?
That's just the new thing.
That's just like a thing.
It's out here, everywhere. Like,
I don't mean to make it an Atlanta thing. Sorry for all my ATL people that get offended.
Shameful. I mean, there aren't
that many. Why's Stephon coming for hookah bars?
You know? God, wait. Hey, I will be in Atlanta, though. Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Take them off for lunch, guys.
I gotta go home, too.
I'd like to hang out with whoever wants to hang out.
You know what I mean? We the people.
Hit me up.
Michelle D. Oh, no, plot twist, Peter Guns is the father.
She shot that sperm straight from New York, guys. Pew, right across
Love
the
it.
Way. Well, all right. On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can also subscribe to us on iTunes. 5 stars if you love us. 4 if you don't. The rest of the buttons don't work. Also, hit me up across social media, everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
Everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
At Since They Don't Play.
And check out our sister network, Black Hollywood Live.
Black Hollywood Live.
You can find me everywhere at I Am Stephon.
Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.